As we begin, O God, this morning, we offer our petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all of us, and especially for our nation. You have given us a heart to pray for our leaders and systems. Our goal of this prayer this morning is that you would provide our nation and all people peace and rest during the time of deep division, frustration, and other struggles as well. As we sing, O God, this morning, our prayer is, please give us wisdom and courage to pray as we trust and entrust all people, and especially our leaders, to your loving care. Please continue to grant us grace, and also please continue to dwell among us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning in the midst of challenging weather. And I invite us to share the first church action prayer verse, which will be up on the screen. And if you are not familiar with this action prayer verse, you can just look at your neighbors and just follow them. Are you all ready? Prayers, presents, gifts, service, witness, love and power, grace and mercy, faithfulness, fruitfulness, courage. We come together to receive God's blessings. We go out in the name of Jesus, offering God's care to all people. Thanks be to God. I have a couple of announcements, and one is a reminder. We have been asking our members to fill out the Acts of Kindness card in your pews. We have been collecting, and in the gathering area, there are already 6 Acts of Kindness cards posted there. Also, we are very pleased to share that the youth lock-in is happening on February 21st and 22nd. I have some invitational cards. I will have them at the end of the service back there. And if you want to invite someone, it's open to all, not just to the members of this faith community. It's open to all, any youth, 6th graders through 12th graders. They are most welcome to be part of this youth ministry that we are launching the end of this month. So you would like to, if you would like to have a card, please get this card from me and give it to your friends and other family members. Let's prepare our hearts and minds and lives to worship God as we listen to the chapel chimes.
Thank you. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. We find fullness in your presence. We thank you for your presence. We find our hearts with your grace. We thank you for your grace. We find freedom in your forgiveness. We thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Please remain standing and join me in the psalm prayer. O God, you are our refuge and deliverer. When we are wounded or ill, you send angels, human and divine, to minister to us. Through Christ, we are bound to you in love our whole life through, and we dwell secure in the shadow of the Most High. Thanks be to God. Amen.
May I invite all the children to come up here? Yes, next to Pastor Sam, right? Hi, how are you all this morning?
Good. Good.
How is the snow outside?
Good.
Good? Good?
Yeah. Yes.
But not good for driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a drivable weather today.
But
yeah.
Plus, my mama hates going to work in the snow.
Oh, really? Okay. We'll be done with snow in a few weeks or a few months.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
We are half. That's what we really like.
Yeah.
Snow.
We are halfway through, right?
Uh-huh.
We'll be done with snow before Easter. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Today we have three hymns in our bulletin listed. And the last one is one of my favorite hymns. And have you ever heard this hymn, Blessed Assurance? No? You mean the refrain goes like this, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Have you heard that? It's one of the very popular and Methodist song. And the author of the song was Fanny Crosby. And she became blind when she was 6 weeks old. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was born and in 6 weeks she became blind. And the rest of her life she was blind. But in spite of her blindness, she wrote, I don't know how many, hundreds of songs for God. And I want to read something, and I'm going to ask you to say after me, echoes of mercy. Can you say after me, echoes of mercy?
Echoes of mercy.
Whispers of love. And that's two phrases in this hymn, Blessed Assurance, and it's sung all over the world in many languages. So Fanny Crosby, why she wrote these two verses, God wants to hear. You know, we have 2 ears, right? 1 ear, we always hear the voice of mercy, God's mercy. Echoes of mercy. And the other year, God wants us to hear love. Love and mercy. Love and mercy. Love and mercy. That's what God has created, 2 years. So if anybody asks you, why do we have 2 years? 1 year we keep hearing mercy, and the other year we keep hearing love. Because sometimes in the world, we hear words that are not good for our health, right? Sometimes we hear negative voices, bad voices, unhealthy voices that are not good for our life, our soul, our future, our family, our church. So all the time, you keep your ears open so that you will hear echoes of mercy, that is God's mercy, and also whispers of God's love. All right, shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, for these beautiful and wonderful, precious children. And thank you for blessing us in many ways, and grant them your grace. And help them not to hear the voices that are not only helpful but also harmful. Help them always to hear the words of mercy and love, grace and peace, wisdom and courage. Help them, O Lord, to study well and shine at home, in the school, in play places, the public places. Help them, O Lord, to have good health and strength. Protect them, O Lord, from all kinds of evil things in this world. And bless their homes, their family members, and especially those who have come today to listen to their voices. Bless all of them. Continue to be with us, O Lord. Thank you for the echoes of mercy and whispers of love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You all can return to your seats, and thank you for being here. Oh, stay up there. I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
If you'd please pass any prayer cards that you may have to the center aisle. The first one is a joy for the flowers on the altar given today in God's glory in celebration of Zachary Ting's third birthday. Happy birthday. The flowers on the organ are in remembrance to God's glory and loving memory of Elder Narinka. We have continued prayers For the coronavirus disease spreading around the world, prayers for our global healing. Prayers for our church-sponsored spiritual formation retreat at Siena Center in Racine this week. Prayers for renewal. Prayers of joy after 14 months. Shanti's mother, Mrs. D. Johnson, got her green card, which is a permanent resident card, this past week. Prayers of joy for her. Prayers for the youth lock-in, February 21st and 22nd. Prayers for active participation in that. We have a prayer of joy for finances. A family friend of Ann Browski found a golf ball-sized mass on a chest x-ray. Needs further tests and needs prayers. Prayers for that. For Ann, the flower lady, for health for herself and her husband, and obviously for their flower business. From Donna Simon, prayers for Daryl's continuing health concerns and for a positive scan this coming Thursday that his cancer is still in remission. Prayers for a friend who fears losing custody of his child and needs courage and hope. Continued prayers for Candy's friend Bob. He continues to have setbacks and has been in the hospital for 3 months. Prayers for strength and healing and for his wife, Ada. And I think this is more of a reminder. Please stay after the service for a good movie and awesome pizza from Marco's. Prayers for pizza. If we take a moment for silent prayer. If you join me in the people of prayer. Loving God, we pray that our faith will continue to grow, not fail. We thank you for your love and care for each one of us, our families, and our community here and beyond. There are many among us with special and specific needs. Please touch them and grant them assurance that they would be well cared for today and in the days to come. We all need grace, we mean sufficient grace, to see through all problems, issues, difficulties, and challenges. Bring all of us to a place of healing and reconciliation in times of deep divisions in the country. Lord, have mercy. We pray for your blessings upon our church staff, church leaders, church volunteers, and all those who help our church in numerous ways. Please grant all of them and us wisdom that we all do the best for God, his kingdom through our faith community. Let all our plans, programs, and initiatives continue to flourish as your promise says. I will bless you. I will multiply you. We offer this prayer in the name of the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The scripture reading this morning is from the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. And that section can also be found in your Pew Bible, page 2 in the Old Testament section. Genesis 3, 10, 11, and 12. Adam said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. God said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?' The man said, 'The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate.'" This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. A Sunday school class was well explained about the story of Adam and Eve. And the teacher asked the children to draw some picture about what they have heard. Little Fred drew a picture of a car with three people in it. In the front seat behind the wheel was a man, and in the back seat a woman and a man. Then Sunday school asked Fred to explain, and this is what Fred said. This picture is about God driving Adam and Eve out of the garden. We are looking today at the second life's ultimate question. Who told you? Who told you that you are without clothes on? It is a truth clarifying question. You are without clothes on, that is not the truth, because I created both of you without clothes. So God was asking Adam and Eve, someone seems to have influenced your thinking very negatively. Someone has conditioned your mind with negative thoughts, negative responses. Who told you you are a failure? Who told you are worthless? A year ago, a mother told her teenager, because she failed to do certain things, she told her, "You are a waste of space in my house." She left. I don't know whether she has been found yet. Who told you will never be any good? Who told you will never make anything of yourself? Who told you are nothing? Not only you are nothing, you have nothing, you do nothing. Who told you are a loser? You know, last Sunday, I did not watch the Super Bowl, but on Monday morning, I wanted to know the results. Almost every news media, the title was Winners and Losers. The 49ers, they were called, "You are a loser." But they can return next year or the following year and win the Super Bowl. It has happened in the history, I believe. I'm sure that you can recognize this man, a very successful player and a successful coach, Vince Thomas Lombardi. I hope I'm saying his last name correct. A great Green Bay Packer coach. Whenever he was asked about his life goal, he said, "My life goal is threefold: religion, family, and third one, football." He never missed the Mass. He never missed the communion. Every time he receives the bread in that particular Roman Catholic church, he was praying internally, "Oh God, if I am to die today or suddenly at any time, I wish to receive this communion as my viaticum." Viaticum is a Latin word much used in Roman Catholic Church during Eucharist, communion time. This is the meaning. This is the last bread. If something happens to me tomorrow, this is the last bread for healing, for my whole life. He was a successful player and a coach. And I'm told that I read somewhere, within a period of 7 years, he won 5 championships. I'm not sure whether including 2 Super Bowls or in addition to that. But every time after winning a game, he was asked about the secret. What did you do? What did you do with your team? And this was his standard response to all the time. I view my players neither black or white, but Packer green. I see my players not based on anything else, but the potential in them to succeed and to win the game. When God asked the question, who told you? God did not see Adam and Eve as people of disobedience. Yes, it is true that they disobeyed God, but only once. But the serpent made a mountain out of them all. Only once they disobeyed. God saw Adam and Eve as people of potential to be obedient in the future. God saw this first couple to turn around after this question, who told you? To turn around and change and become a family. They are going to have children, which is a blessing from God. They are going to be a parent of million generations. A great legend of a future world. Emerging out of them, emerging out of the Garden of Eden. God saw a potential couple when he asked the question, who told you to create a great history of humanity? One of the books that have influenced my life in the last few years is this one, Bringing Out the Best in People. That is the job of every Christian, bringing out the best in people. If thou art a man, admire those who attempt great things, even though they fail. Appreciate great things. They have failed only once or twice, but sometimes we talk to people as though they are the failures all the time. The only person who never makes a mistake is the person who never does anything. The fear of failure can destroy a dreamer, a creative person, with fine prospects, and that the most important lesson they can learn is that failures are only the whetstones of life. Failures are opportunities to shape and sharpen my life tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year. I am not a failure. I'm not a loser. I'm not a waste of space. There is so much potential in each one of us. Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and recently someone posted in the Facebook, this verse is the month for the February. Let me read a very different translation that helps us to understand. Whatever, this is, I'm reading Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who strengthens me, who makes me who I am. It is not about what the serpent told Adam and Eve matters, but what matters should come from God, the Creator. Another great hymn. Thanks to Alyssa for choosing it. Grace alone, which God supplies. Yeah, I failed yesterday. I disobeyed God. I disobeyed parents. I disobeyed someone. But God's grace is available and He is going to supply more and more so that I will not fail tomorrow. I will create a new history tomorrow because more grace has been supplied to me. Strength unknown. There is so much of strength in us, bringing out the strength, the best strength in me. So much of strength unknown that I do not know. But God will help me to bring the strength to the surface. Christ in us, God's children, believers, we are all attached to the only cornerstone who is Jesus Christ Himself. Grace alone, God is going to supply more and more. Strength unknown, He will provide abundantly. Christ in us, we are connected to the cornerstone. And the cornerstone will help all the whetstones to turn around and change my behavior, my disobedience. And beautifully, Scott, Wesley Brown, and Jeff Nelson put it, the last line of the song, we will go forth in grace alone. Contextualizing this last sentence to the Garden of Eden situation, God is telling this first couple, who told you that you are without clothes on? Don't worry about the physical clothes and garment. I'm giving you a new garment, a new dress, a new outfit for your life. And that is called grace alone. You will go forth, and we will go forth in grace alone. Let us pray. I invite you to spend a few seconds in silent prayer. We have heard those negative thoughts and statements. Who told you are a failure? Who told you are a loser? Who told you are nothing? Who told you have nothing? Sometimes we have used those negative thoughts to others, to our own children, to our friends, to our neighbors. These are not true for Christians and God's people. As Vince Thomas Lombardi said, I see my players as Packer Green, the potential in them to win. In the same way God sees each one of us, the same way, to create a new history, a potential people to emerge as people of obedience in the future, to people of victory, to people of grace, people of mercy. And also I invite all of us to say a prayer that in the future I will share positive thoughts that have the potential to bring the best in people, not to discourage them. Grace alone, which God supplies. Every promise that we receive is all about God's grace. Let us make a commitment not to undermine, not to underestimate the power of God and also the power that has been given to God's people. Strength unknown, God is ready to provide when we seek help. Christ in us, our cornerstone. We will go forth in grace alone. Gracious God, and that is our promise this morning. Grace alone. That is our new dress, a new garment, a new outfit, new clothes. You gave that clothes to Adam and Eve, and today you are ready to give to us. We want to leave this place, O Lord, with a new dress called grace, strength, new strength, and mercy. Lead us, O Lord, as you have led us in the past. Grant us your love. Grant us more grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
We express our faith and commitment to God through our tithes and offerings for the work of God's church. The Coins of Love gifts for February will go to support Staines Memorial Orphanage and School. The Memorial Home and School is located in South India. It was established in 1996 for the purpose of providing food, shelter, education, and healthy environment to boys and girls without family. Now, it has grown to the extent of providing assistance to 106 boys and girls in three locations. The home has produced nurses, catering technologists, and four students currently enrolled in PhD programs in the local university. The home has expanded its ministry of building a primary school that serves primary education from rural areas. Children are sponsored by a few members of First Church. Please continue to support this global mission, which is an investment in the lives of our future generations. prayer dedication. Holy God of mercy, redemption, and grace, this morning we bring our gifts and pray that you will dedicate them to your work of love and reconnection with all of your children. These gifts seem small when balanced against what Christ has given us and what you continue to give us through the Holy Spirit. In our giving, may we grow in gratitude, trust, and faithfulness. In the name of Christ, he gave all of us, we pray. Amen.
What we did not do that we ended the service 3 minutes before. A great hymn, as I was telling all the kids. It seems Fanny Crosby, all the music gurus here can correct me. She went to visit her best friend. Her name was Phoebe Knapp. So Phoebe told Fanny, I have got a new music. Would you like to listen to that? So Phoebe started playing, I believe, piano. And Fanny was sitting and listening to this music. And Fanny told her friend Phoebe, I'm going to compose the words. I'm going to put some words together so that it will go with this new music. And that's when and where Blessed Assurance was born. And let us go from these words, echoes of mercy and whispers of love. That kind of voice we are called to listen and to hear. There are so many voices out there that is the source of discouragement and disappointment and leading us nowhere. But please keep your ears and our ears open, that we will continue to listen and hear mercy and love and grace alone. And that will be our story of sharing and telling. And that will become our song to sing praises to God and to the Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior and God all the day long. Amen.